Good morning, and we welcome back to the Daily Pod, Carolyn Dickman with the Batesville Area Historical Society. Good morning to you, Carolyn.
Good morning, Tom.
And, of course, a neat thing that's going on. It's been around since October, but, at least another month to check it out. And what exactly is that, Carolyn?
It's the All Aboard Train Display. Choo-choo. It is awesome, Tom. We are hoping more people come and see us. We're trying to do some added hours just to accommodate folks, because we know how busy everybody's lives are. So we are excited about it. We have 21 trains and trolleys this year, two new layouts, and three displays with added features.
And can you kind of give us an idea about how this all started?
It was about four, I think this is our fifth season. I decided, you know what, everybody loves trains, and trains was so prevalent here in Batesville. So that was my idea, and boy, did it snowball since then.
And as far as some of the items that you that are used on it, as far as the track and then also the cars and also the settings for the show of the town and things like that, where do you get those?
A lot of them have been donated, which we are very blessed, because this is not a cheap hobby. We found out it's a very expensive hobby. We had a lot of our trains donated to us, a lot of our villages. Of course, my wonderful volunteers, we are very talented. We built a lot of our own displays.
And you have any idea where how old some of these items may be or how recent these may be?
Boy, you know, some of the trains that we received, I probably am going to say 30 to 40 years old. Yeah, so we hope when we get them that the engines work. That's usually the problem. The engines wear out on us.
Okay. Yeah, I bet. And, and of course, this is have it as the sights and sounds of yesteryear and things like that. So pretty much in line with the mission of the museum, I'd say.
Definitely, definitely. Yeah, we have one train that sounds just like the train that comes through Batesville, the whole nine yards. It is awesome.
And as far as the hours are concerned, what are those for this display?
We're trying to add extra hours, as I said earlier. Our normal hours are Thursday and Friday, 10 to 2, Saturday, 9 to 12. But today, I think the next three Fridays, I'm going to try to stay open from 10 to 7 to accommodate folks. And then if you want a special preview, just give me a call and I'll be glad to open. So usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, that's when people try to come in and see us. On the off hours.
Okay. And then I understand that you also had hours on Thanksgiving Day.
I did, but it wasn't very well attended, which was sort of a disappointment for me because usually families are home. But like I said, it's a different time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And of course, also you were available the evening of the Santa Parade last week as
yes,
well.
Yes. Yeah, we were open all day and then we closed in time for the parade because then they usually go down and see Santa.
Okay. So, again, other times by appointment. And, Carolyn, what's your number, please?
My cell phone number is 812-212-9382.
Okay. So, again, that is 812-212-9382. And as far as the reactions of folks, whether is Nat King Cole saying from kids from 1 to 92, well, what kind of reaction do you get?
It is amazing. The kids especially, their eyes just light up because this year we cut down all of our levels of our trains to kids level this year. So it really makes a difference because they can see it now on their level. And even the older folks love it. I mean, we just have gentlemen especially who used to have trains when they were growing up who come in and like, oh my gosh, I have this Lionel or I have this or that. So it's really great to share stories with the older folks when they come in.
And that's kind of neat, the fact that the more veteran among us, shall we say, they see these displays and they think, and it just takes them back and then a real emotional connection.
It does. And it's amazing because they'll say, oh, I still have mine in my basement or I still have it in my garage. So we set up a visit time with them and then we'll go visit and try to get new ideas and fresh ideas from them.
And as far as some of the items that you do get, go back to that, if not most of them, locally donated or from maybe folks who lived here at one time and moved away? How exactly is that?
Yeah, we're very blessed with that. We had one gal in Cincinnati who called and had a train for us, and we just happened to meet her by chance, and she donated a train for our carnival scene, which is great. Cecil Eisen here from Eisen's Pizza donated a train this year to us, which just fits one of our train displays so perfect. So thank you, Cecil, if you're listening. So we appreciate, you know, folks like that. That just, this is why I do this. Tom. Yeah, I'm very blessed with just outpouring of love that they know our passion for the town. So we just try to, you know, just try to keep that standard.
And as far as some other things are concerned, you have other things at the museum that you have that can draw people in over the holidays?
We try to keep up a lot of the old pictures, you know, which people love because remember when, you know, it's always, oh, I remember that. And, yeah, especially the folks that used to run for city council, we try to keep up a lot of those. We have families came through last week, oh, my gosh, that's my great-grandfather or that's my uncle. So we try to keep up items like that.
Okay. So, again, that is the Batesville Area Historical Society, the museum. Again, hours Thursdays and Fridays from 10 to 2, Saturdays 9 to 12. And, of course, you're closed in January and February.
That is correct, yes.
All right. And, again, that's on the George Street right next to the post office. Just if you're not familiar, you know, just ask somebody where the post office is. And
right.
That's a pretty good benchmark, I would
that
say.
That is very, yeah, that is a standard, yep.
All right. So, again, it's the Batesville Historical Center's 2023 All Aboard exhibit. That's, again, your chance to experience sights and sounds of yesteryear and with miniature trains rumbling through scenic displays featuring antique unique landscapes, including local iconic buildings and an imaginary dinosaur forest. Now, that sounds intriguing.
Yes, the dinosaur display is one of the favorites. That and the carnival scene, yeah. So we hand-built the whole carnival or the whole dinosaur theme. And the kids love that we even have a dinosaur train on that one. So people just really need to come and see. We spent over 150 hours this year. We started upstairs in July. We closed the upstairs down. So we have it up and down. So over 150 hours. And I want to give a shout out to Joe and Betsy Bauer, Lloyd Flutterman, Paul Rowell, and Janet Maple and myself, who just really put our heart and soul into this year. It is just absolutely over the top. Every year I keep thinking we can't get better. But we do, Tom. And this year, we received the diorama a couple years ago from the library, and jokingly, I just told the guys, oh, can we get a train running through that? And this year, we have a train inside the diorama. So it's just reminiscent of Batesville, so people really, really need to just come and see what we have accomplished this year.
That's right, because see where you've been and where you're going, I guess.
That is so true, yep. Yes.
Awesome. All right, so with that, we're going to go ahead and take a quick time out. And we'll continue our conversation with Carolyn Dickman with the Batesville Area Historical Society right after this.
Don't adjust your radio. The sound that you hear is your stomach. You're having trouble focusing. You can't recall your last meal. You're trapped in the hunger zone. The solution, Batesville To Go. Let To Go deliver a hot, fresh meal to your home or office whenever hunger strikes. To Go delivers the best food from local restaurants. Visit us online at togodelivers.com or call us at 812-727-8800. Batesville To Go. Big city convenience, small town taste.
And welcome back as we continue our chat with Carolyn Dickman with the Batesville Area Historical Society. Of course, the Historical Center on George Street next to the post office with the All Aboard exhibit. And again, that is running through January, the train exhibit that is quite popular. And some other things as far as that you folks do during the year, Carolyn.
Yeah, we try to do different displays each year. Last year we did the veterans, which was well received. This year, people's been asking me what's going on in March, and, you know, I've been blessed. We're going to do an old toy theme. So, yeah, so folks, if you have any toys out there in your closet, you know, that's maybe 50s or 60s or even older than that, that's going to be our theme for 2024.
All mm-hmm. right. And then, of course, another one that was, I know that in the past that you've had other ones, and one that was a real eye-grabber, I understand, was the trinkets and things like that that you got from the area stores.
Yes, that was very well received this past year. So it was items that store owners gave out to people who came in and supported them. And boy, oh boy, you know, people again came in and, oh, I still have that at home or I still use that every day. So, yeah, it's one of those things that remember when.
I'll tell you what, I was looking through the closet in the newsroom. I found some old yardsticks from the Lindemann Company. I mean, I could have contributed if I'd have been thinking about it.
Yes, right. And we did have a yardstick display. It was amazing. Yes, Joe built me a little display, and we showcased all the yardsticks. Yes.
Yeah, that's a popular one. And another thing that item that's always popular that a lot of businesses and hand out are fans.
Yes, yes. Fans and then ashtrays when people used to smoke years and years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, the fans, you don't need as much because of air conditioning. But right. I'll never forget, you know, in church in an air-conditioned, shall we say, not so climate-controlled environment, you had these fans that might have a Bible verse on one side or a picture of the church, maybe, you know, from an ad from a funeral home or something like that.
Right, that is correct. We had quite a few of those this year, so it was a neat display. It really was.
Mm-hmm. And if I remember correctly, also didn't you have also some milk jugs and things like that?
Yeah, we had old milk jugs from all the different dairies here in Batesville, and we also had Kern's Bottling Company, and that was well received too because everybody remembers we actually had a pop company here in Batesville at one time.
Hmm, very interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. All right. Anything else as far as those are concerned? Looking back at what you did in the past.
No, we just try to keep it fresh, and that's the key. And we just hope that the folks here in Batesville appreciate it. It is their museum. I'm just there as a volunteer curator to keep it open for the public and receive ideas and just hope people come in and see us.
And you mentioned people, and I'm sure that you can always use more volunteers or somebody to contribute. How can people go about doing so if they're inspired to?
Usually, Tom, it's amazing when people come in and see a display and they'll say, hey, you know, if you need help, I got you. Give me your phone number and I'll sign you up. So if anybody just has a couple hours a month, we appreciate that. And that's how we have just go about getting new volunteers because we love fresh.
And, of course, also, and this is all free, but it is a donation that you take.
Yes. Yeah. We wish it could be free, but I no longer apply for grants. I just feel like those need to go to other organizations. We just go on donations, and that's what we hope that people, you know, feel free to give to us because none of our volunteers get paid. So it's an all-volunteer staff, even myself. So basically any donation, every dollar helps.
And for those who may not have heard our past conversations, can you kind of walk us through how the center started?
Of course, by our past president, Jean String, who is now deceased, she had this vision. And I am here to make sure that vision just keeps going for Batesville.
All right. So we have Reader's Digest version.
You are so right, Tom. Yes.
And, of course, you can find out that there's an Our History tab on the website. That is BatesvilleHistoricalCenter.org. And it talks about the election of officers and also celebrating Batesville sesquicentennial and, you know, just all kinds of good information on there.
Yeah, it is. And I wish people would, you know, because there's a lot of people who are on sites, you know, so I'm just hoping they click in. And it's amazing the past year how many calls I received from out of state. Interesting just comments or I need this or that or can you help me find a gravesite or et cetera. It's been just an amazing year with people from out of state calling, and I love it.
And you bring up something interesting there, grave sites, and of course, genealogy being a big thing. And how involved are you as far as that aspect of people's research and trying to find their family trees?
You know, we're blessed. We do have a lot of genealogy families listings in the museum, but of course, the library here in town is very blessed with that too. So we just try to work together and just had a great niece call the other day about Mr. Prell, who died over in France in World War I. And so we found a picture with the help of John Balmer. So here again, you know, you work hand in hand with folks. And so I can't wait to call her today and let her know that I did find a picture and just different items about his life, how he served and was killed in World War I.
All right. That's awesome. And of course, Prell is in Prell Bland American Legion Post.
That is so correct. Yeah. So if you folks don't know a lot of history, come in and man, we'd love to share it with you.
Yeah, you can get some knowledge and also take in a train display as well. So
I love that. Yeah, we can cap it off with that train display because we even have a layout of the city of Batesville. So come in and see it because we bought three new buildings this year to add to our Batesville layout. And it's Gibson Theater, Amex Well, and Bird in a Tree. So we try to mimic their buildings, and I think we did a great job. So folks, if you haven't seen this, you really need to come in and see this. It's an awesome display. We turned our Batesville display and Farm City, basically what it is, to a 10x10 display this year. It is massive.
And a lot of work, and you know, by all means, help these folks pay off their efforts for all the planning and all the sweat equity put into it as well.
Definitely, Tom, yes, because I am blessed with volunteers who just, we all work so well together and the ideas just flow, so very blessed.
All right. So once again, Carolyn Dickman, the hours and times and so forth for the train display at the Batesville Historical Center.
Thursday and Friday, 10 to 2, Saturday, 9 to 12. The next three Fridays will be open from 10 to 7, so I'm hoping to reach a lot of folks as you're coming and going to ball games or, you know, from school or whatever. So come in and see us. Trust me, you will not be disappointed.
And you also open up by appointment, I understand.
By appointment, yes. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll be there. Yes.
Yep. All right. Just give Carolyn a call. And that number again, please.
812-212-9382. Carolyn Dickman.
All right. 812-212-9382.
That is correct.
Awesome. Yes. All right. And again, the website is BatesvilleHistoricalCenter.org. Anything else, Carolyn, before we let you go?
Nope, I think we pretty well covered it, everything. I just appreciate your time today, Tom, and letting me talk about my passion for the city of Batesville.
All right, well, Carolyn Dickman with the Batesville Area Historical Society and the Batesville Historical Center, we appreciate your time. Stay well, because need you to keep going, keep this rare gem in the community going, and all the best, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you.
Same to you, Tom. Thanks, you again.